لما وصلنا راس المنقار غادي.
When we reached راس المنقار, God was generous to us. Around sunset time, there was a sandstorm that came. The sky darkened, and the people turned off their cars, and we began to creep forward, little by little. And we reinforced ourselves with the weapons from Al-Hanayya and the ones that we found in the factory at Al-Rajma. And there became a division inside of the battalion in Ras Lanuf. But before we reached Ras Lanuf, they were shooting from a mountain. The mountain that I told you about, Ras Al-Mingar, in which he used to hide his weapons from America in 86, and where he hides lots of different confidential items. When we reach that mountain, of course, before this mountain, there is an exposed area. They started to shoot us from the top of this mountain. Around sunset time, the revolutionaries were able to control this mountain. And they began to retreat. And there was a division between the people in the barracks. They had given the people orders to attack us. And some people had refused these orders. And they were executed inside of the barracks from about 18 to 20 people from the tribe of Farjan. Were executed. And these are details from the inside. They're confirmed and 200% accurate. So that the battalion split into two. And that's what helped us to get inside. If this had not happened, if the Farjan had not separated, and the colonel, who I forgot his name, around sunset times when they could see that there were probably about 5,000 people, or maybe around 6,000 people from Ijdabia, and Benghazi, the youth from Ijdabia and Benghazi could be seen all together, united. So it became the end, and many of them retreated. And he had given some people weapons, and some of these people came against him. Even if it wasn't him individually who gave them weapons, other people did. For example, the tribes of Al-Araibat and Ras Lanuf, he would not give them weapons. There were tribes that he wouldn't give weapons. There were other specific tribes that he did give weapons, like Al-Husun. Al-Husun and Wulad Wafi, he gave them weapons so that they would stand with him. And that's what happened, and they tricked us. When we reached Ras Lanuf, we asked from some of the youth who are very energetic. We give them information, and they spread that information to the rest. That we don't want to go in on the residents, that we don't want to attack the residents, because the people in the region had been given this idea that the revolutionaries want to attack people's homes and attack the residents. Muammar Gaddafi had given them this idea. He had separated any communications between us and them as if there was some type of obstacle between us. He had given them this idea that we wanted to attack the people and we take their women and their homes and their money, to the point when we reached Ras Lanuf, none of the residents were there except for a tiny percentage of the population. Like the family of Araibat, we reached Ras Lanuf and we liberated the battalion. Many of them escaped, and we found mounds of weapons, missiles inside of the barracks. And these we took for the use of the revolutionaries in case of any new battles. And we, the revolutionaries, were determined. And we set our sights on Gaddafi's headquarters, Bab al-Aziziyah. We are not interested in the towns along the way.